Don't we have a lot to be grateful for, to rejoice in? In Colossians, Paul instructs us to set our minds on things above. And so that's what I hope we can do together this morning. And I think that's part of the reason that we gather together each week. Certainly we want our daily lives to be lives lived in worship. But there's something about gathering with brothers and sisters, and again, confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, submitting to Him, worshiping Him. And so that's what we're doing this morning. It was 10 years ago that Anya went home to be with Jesus. And the last two songs of worship and rejoicing that we sang were sung at her funeral. And so part of this time this morning is just for us to gather together as a body and say, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You can take the darkest valleys and you lead us safely home. But it's also a chance for us to surround Laverne and Rebecca and Loyal and his family and the family that can't be here and the friends that miss her even after 10 years and say, we're a body, we hurt together. But still our hearts are set on the joy that she's received. And so the longing that we have is the missing that we have. And it was 3 weeks ago today that I was flying in to spend time with Julia, little realizing that a week later I would be preaching at her funeral. So there's a sense in which these past weeks have been pulling my heart towards heaven in a new way. And so we're going to have a number of songs this morning, and they'll talk about our spiritual journey. I invite you to turn to 1 Peter 1, where it talks about the beginning of our journey. Blessed, this is 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So this is the great mystery and our great hope, that as we've placed our faith in Jesus Christ, we are born again. He places his very spirit within us. And we walk around with the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of Jesus within us. We have eternal life here. And I'm going to invite you to stand again for 4:17, and can it be that I should gain?
Thank you. Peter continues, he says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the test of genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." The salvation that we've been given isn't just forgiveness of sins, and it isn't just the hope of heaven, though it certainly is both of those. Through all of life, he sustains us, he walks with us, he carries us. He calls us to cast our burdens on him because he cares for us. We're never meant to walk alone. We're never meant to carry burdens that he wants to carry for us. So, we're going to sing number 400, Under His Wings. Jesus is faithful. He will bring us safely home. And when we're home with him, he will wipe away all our tears and everything, the hurts, the losses, the pain will all be washed away in the presence of Jesus. And there will be fullness of joy. And there's going to be peace. And we'll be with him forever and ever. And we're going to worship with all those that are in heaven. There's going to be people from every tribe, every nation. And that's why we go to other places and speak his words. That's also why we speak his words and his life here. And that's why we tell our children the love of Jesus, so that they grow up and learn and taste that the Lord is good. In Revelation 5, we read of the song in heaven. Starting in verse 9, they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seal, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." I looked and heard around the throne the living creatures and the elders and the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." We were going to sing 187. I think for the sake of time, if there's a chance later on to sing that, we might be able to. But let's kneel for prayer. Lord Jesus, we as a congregation take this time to say that you're worthy, and how we long to be for you to be Lord of our lives, for you to be Lord of us as a congregation here, to be Lord in our families, to work out your redemption and your salvation in our hearts, in each person that's here. May every person taste and see your goodness and walk with you. We long for the day when you do wipe away all our tears. And thank you for the comfort that you give to us now. We invite you into the rest of this service. In Jesus' name.